This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As this economy changes, so do its constituent parts. For our purposes today, that would be banking. For the first time in 30 years, old line deposit holding institutions like banks and credit unions aren't making the majority of home mortgage loans in this country. In the third quarter, and this is according to the trade publication Inside Mortgage Finance, non-banking companies, companies like Quicken Loans or PennyMac, made 51% of the home loans out there. Marketplace's Adam Ellington explains why that matters.
This is not a statistical blip or some kind of fluke. Banks are cutting back on the amount of mortgages they lend.
I think it's just a natural evolution of the market at this point.
Rocky Andrews is the past president of the National Association of Mortgage Brokers. In the wake of the foreclosure crisis, he says a wave of new rules made the big banks vulnerable to government regulators looking to sue.
They like to go after deep pockets, and they end up finding people that way, and that's why the banks are getting out of them, not because the loans themselves are more risky.
Some say the bank's move to cut down on lending simply shifts the riskier mortgages over to the non-banks. Guy Sakala is the publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance. He says if the economy did take another nosedive, non-banks are more exposed.
They're not banks. They don't have huge deposit bases to fall back on. They're relatively light on assets.
Meaning if defaults increase rapidly, would non-banks have enough cushion? Absolutely, says Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans.
Our asset base is in the top 6 or 7% of all banks in the country.
Farner points out that Quicken also has to meet the same increased credit requirements now mandated by the government.
We have contracts in place with FHA, Fannie, Freddie, VA. You've got to make a quality loan. If you don't, you'll be on the hook to buy that loan back.
While the bank's share of mortgage lending is down, their portion of so-called jumbo lending is on the rise. Those are loans over $417,000, which are considered less risky. I'm Adam Ellington for Marketplace.